Today I'm at St Mary's Church. It's only a short walk from the studios. It's a very, very attractive church, and St Neots is jolly lucky. And Canon Paul Andrews has managed with me to clamber up the first flight of stairs, as has Jane Gill. Jane, you told me that when people, the public, come in on your Saturdays that you're open, they start off with a nice cup of tea, and having walked up half the stairs, I think that's a jolly good idea.
Yes, absolutely. And if they don't have it to start with, they could certainly have one at the end, because I'd certainly need one, I think, when I go down.
they could be. And we've stopped, well, I don't know if it's exactly halfway, roughly halfway, and this is the ringing chamber that you told me about. Paul, you were pointing at the actual clock mechanism, the clock bell mechanism there.
Yes, it's an electric mechanism. It's nearly 100 years old. It was put in 1919, and it regulates the clock and keeps it going without anyone having to wind it manually. It also controls the chiming. It chimes the Westminster chimes every quarter, 24/7, as long as the bells are in the right position. And it was installed in 1919 as a memorial to those who, from St Neots, who were killed in the First World War.
Oh, I didn't
know
that.
So it's part of the town's war memorial.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you've got 10 bells here now, but you haven't always had, have you?
I think it was originally a ring of 8, and then it was augmented to 10 in 1984.
That's quite a lot of bells. I don't know how they actually fitted two extras, because they're quite a size. How they physically fitted two extras in the tower, I've got no idea.
Well, it must have been a great feat of engineering, yeah. I'm sure. You have to be very careful, because towers actually move when there's the chimes going off now.
Perfect.
For 3/4 hour. But the tower actually moves when the bells are ringing. The vibration it sets up actually makes the tower move slightly. So yeah. You have to be careful you don't put too many bells in a tower, otherwise you could cause serious structural problems.
Yeah. Now, that was just a short ring, because obviously that was on the 1:45. But your bell ringers, they have to switch off the clock chimes before they can start
they
ringing the bells.
Switch off the clock chimes, because the bells, which are held in the down position with their openings down, yeah, have to be rung up to the up position, where they're at the top of the stay, so that they can be rung off for bell ringing. Yeah. So that means that they're out of range of the clappers. So you switch off the chimes manually, you lower the ropes, and then they can be rung manually from the chamber.
Bell ringing, well, in my mind, is a very complicated thing. Is it still fairly easy to get enough bell ringers who understand the job?
I think it's one of those things, like a lot of activities, clubs and societies, even choirs, church and cathedral choirs, it's actually getting harder to find people who want to put in the time and effort to learn. It's quite a skill, yeah, and takes a while to learn how to ring a bell properly. We do have people who are still coming along to learn, but there's always room for more volunteers. So if anyone of your listeners fancies having a go at bell ringing, they'll be very welcome to contact us, and we'll put them in touch with the bell captain.
And the way to contact you and generally the church, and to find out all the details of when the church and the tower is open, is your website. Do either of you know the title of your website?
It's www.stneots.org.
Right, there's loads of information on there, I dare say.
There's lots of information on there, and if you go to the history part of the website, you'll get a whole lot of history about the church. I think there's stuff on there about the tower and the bells as well.
So, Jane, where are we? Are we going to try, attempt the second half?
I think we should. We're going to go right to the top. It's very steep. The steps are quite shallow, quite steep. So we'll be puffing and panting, I think, by the time we get there.
I thought the first lot were fairly steep.
I think it gets harder. Wait and see.
To be absolutely honest, folks, we had to, well, I had to sit down and get my breath back before we could record this piece. Right, shall we attempt the second piece then?
Yes, definitely.
Off
Let's
we go.
Go.